Students at Māngere College took one for the team of 5 million today, getting a jab in the arm for another deadly disease the country's had a brush with, measles. Many of them are part of a missing group of 500,000 New Zealanders aged 50 to 30 who may not have been fully immunised. That gap allowed measles to take hold last year, infecting more than 2,000 people and then jumping the Pacific to Samoa, where it became deadly. Today, the government launched a campaign to track down and vaccinate the people who hold the key to keeping it out in the future. Health correspondent Rowan Quinn and videographer Simon Rogers were at the launch.
It wasn't that sore. It was just like a tiny pinch.
Year 10 student Vanessa Samaili is one of several students at the pointy end of the fight against measles. Māngere College kids are one step ahead of the latest campaign. They've been catching up since the disease hit there last year. The principal, Tom Webb, says they saw firsthand the disruption it can cause, even with just two positive cases at the school.
But we had to contact trace about 200 students, all of who had to have some time off school, with some of them up to 10 days, and that was while we were checking immunisation records or getting them immunised so they were able to come back to school.
Measles is so infectious that 95% of the population must be immune to protect the country from an outbreak. You can catch it by being in the same room where someone sneezed or coughed, even if they left it minutes earlier. Associate Health Minister Julianne Genter says the COVID lockdown may help the new campaign, with many other infectious diseases kept in check. There hasn't been a measles case since the end of January.
This campaign will be running over the next year, and I think given the break that we're having from measles, given the prevention of COVID-19, it gives us a great opportunity to close the gap.
But details are light on how the campaign, called Measles Stop With Me, will be rolled out. The targeted group is challenging to reach once they leave school. They tend to be mobile and don't go to the doctor often. It will be up to district health boards to decide how to best deliver the vaccine in their communities.
It will be available freely in schools, in pharmacies for those over age 16, and there will be vaccinations happening out in the community as well as at general practice.
Doctors are welcoming the campaign, but say it should have happened years ago. Many say South Auckland was particularly let down, with authorities seeming to let the disease run there. Nurse Laura Williams has been dishing out the jabs today and says the brush with the measles means there's not an anti-vaxxer in sight.
In we go. Cool. A little bit of a sharp sting. Sorry, sweets. I think especially in our Pacifica community, they know what happened last year and they know what happened in Samoa and how it devastated some of those villages. So they know, especially for measles, what kind of when an outbreak happens, what can, you know, the negative impacts of that.
17-year-old PJ Campbell says the jab's really not that bad, especially when you remember it could be life-saving.
I don't think anyone wants to get measles, and I don't think any parent want their kids to get measles. So I'd say the best thing to do was, if you're offered the opportunity in school or out in your community and you don't think you've got it, get it.